Wynn Parker, November 12th, year 2006. We're moving into a new arena of information that's on the global basis on the Parker Pathways of the Past. On September 22nd, there was China, the globalization of technology, the concept of reusable water chemistry and human medicine that's affecting our diseases. September 29, global strategies for water and food contaminants and the ownership of human tissue and blood in cloning tissues of celebrity gene projects. October 6, globalization of genetic research. And October 13th and 15th, constitutional law questions that we're still getting responses from. October 22, patent rights and biological materials. And November 5, the concept of water of mass destruction, which affected the Mideast war. Today is going to be an integration of these subjects. We're very much into where China's going, and how they've affected medicine and where their new treaties are of the past week, and the concept of fluoride in the water, which is a very divisive issue. We're going to try to straighten some of that process out in the next 2 hours so that we can get a better handle on who's doing what to whom on fluoride. There's a very important law case that'll be the basis of this show. It's the idea of the American Blood Bank Association, which is an international organization in transfusion medicine, reaffirmed its position this week that because of the Supreme Court's ruling in a case called Bragdon versus Abbott, it would be discriminatory to offer what's called autologous blood donations, which means blood to yourself, to most individuals, but not to those infected with HIV. So the transfusion HIV infected autologous blood, although the Supreme Court determined that persons with no symptoms of HIV have a disability under the American Disabilities Act. So the medical community should consider the risk posed by erroneous autologous blood transfusions, which may be a direct threat to the human. This court case will influence our medical transfusion, medical history for the next possibly 20 years, and is going to affect our everyday life in ways that are very difficult to believe. There will be a few comments that will be mentioned, that call-ins as well at 800-313-9443 if you wish to call in. These call-ins can be from anywhere. I get a lot of emails, and I want to talk just a little bit and get some feedback from the listeners on the election and the implications of the people that have been placed in the winner circle in Congress, and how they're going to affect the pathways of decision. And that's what they're called on the Beltway. That's the way they're written. That's the way it is in most of the write-ups that are involved in any process that goes on in making new committee decisions. And also to expose some of the hidden dangers that are very much involved in infections that can be taken on in a world way in the bioterrorism arena. We'll see you after the break, and welcome to Parker Pathways.
Digestive problems can be miserable. Get rid of acid reflux, irritable bowel syndrome, and excessive bloating naturally. Gastrinex is the wild and natural herbal support for all digestive problems. It's a powerful blend of herbs, spices, and enzymes to stop digestive problems quickly. For any digestive need, take Gastrinex. Call 800-243-5242 today.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
Can't You Bet Satellite is here. RBN is now offering a brand new way to hear your favorite programs. Listening to RBN via satellite is easy on the ears. Clean digital audio combined with consistently reliable reception anywhere in North America. KU utilizes a 30-inch dish and receiver similar to the equipment the subscription satellite TV services use. In fact, this satellite receiver also picks up a lot of television and music channel programming, even other talk radio networks. All of this with absolutely no monthly subscription fees, ever. Take advantage of our introductory offer and order your KU Dish receiver today for only $149 plus shipping and handling. And begin enjoying our highest quality audio available 365 days a year. Visit our website, www.rbnlive.com, for more information. Or call 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Clean, consistent, and affordable.
This is Parker Pathways. Dr. Wayne Parker here, and I just want to have a prelude as to the only way to jump into a subject like this that everyone makes assumptions about, but is about as divisive as you can get in America, and that is the use of fluoride in the water, drinking water, water we use on our food, in food, and in a lot of processes that are made for different pharmaceuticals. And the reason that this is something that needs to be brought out, and there are ways to go about looking at this subject to have a little bit more of an open mind. These elements that are in the food and water that we're drinking were planned a long time ago, and I'm going to plan to expose that today. A lot of you already know the information. Some don't, but they don't act. These elements in the water and the food don't act independently. They're combined with all kinds of other chemicals, and let's say bottled water has about 50% disinfectant byproducts there in it. And they're at the moment known about 1,500 disinfectant byproducts in the water, and there are other elements that are in the water that get a lot of attention, and one is fluoride, one is really the result of all kinds of other industrial and defense department reasons and natural reasons and addition reasons and the dental reasons and lobby reasons. $75 billion are put in every year and to support fluoride in our food and water. Those are from lobbyists, powerful interest groups in Europe. And so the whole thing comes down to the fact that you have these chemistries of which what are called really protocols that are not being followed. And because they're, in some cases they're not a total test to be able to develop things that can test for these things. And the reason that this is borders on the chain or the pathway to all types of things, no one's making it up. These are going on, and the whole process inside the body is producing various disease states and reactions within the body that are being misdiagnosed. And for instance, the Department of Defense and the CDC have considered, as of the beginning of this month, that chronic fatigue syndrome is now a disease. Last week, they decided at the CDC that they would have Margolin's disease as a disease. Meanwhile, the disinfectant byproduct system of testing and the rest of it by the EPA is only going to be totaled as what are called trihalomethanes. These are bromides and chlorines and fluorides, and they're only going to be 5 haloacetic acids, a bromide and a chlorite, and no fluoride, being tested as the protocol model for the EPA that came out of peer review system last week. So what we have here is the determination of your health and survival for the rest, and for some of you, for the rest of your life, some for not the rest of your life. And all of these things need to be touched because they are part of the legislation of what has gone into the public health authority to be able to handle things under the Homeland Security Act, of which I'll have several shows on this. Now, I don't want anyone to be thinking that I'm talking against the United States government or I'm talking against everyone, you know, in the thing. No, this is not a political correct show. I'm not talking against them. I'm talking about the process by one thinks about it, and we hand over all this to people. And that's why these decisions are all handed over to people. And the whole thing comes down to the fact that the people at the universities and the rest of the folks that do these research don't have the guts or any of the process because they got grants and contracts with the government. They don't want to come out and say what they need to say. So this is put upon my shoulders of being able to put forth some history that's real in terms that you can make a decision on how we have to have a legal arm to be able to go in there and make city councils liable for their decisions as they harm people. And also these bureaucracy systems that need to be changed through constitutional rules in the Constitution itself and on the constitutional state ballot in order to be able to make these decisions proper. And so we'll be starting off on bone cancer as a fluorination cover-up, it's called. These are science white papers that are produced by other countries and the rest of it, and they take paragraphs and then shove them around so that the public can't see them, and then they put together in these very voluminous papers, which run up to sometimes 20,000 pages in each document of all the research that's been done. And fluoride, of course, in this country, the EPA has been asked by a lot of people to change their way of handling the control of fluoride. What I'm upset about and have been for a long, long time was some work that was done at Harvard by Dr. Elsie Bassin, and that was done before 2001, and it showed that pre-adolescent boys who drank fluorinated water were at a 7-fold increase of osteosarcoma, which is a fatal bone cancer. And that work was suppressed for a long time. And it didn't come out until the year 2004, after she had done this work in 2001. And in females, it doesn't affect the female young bones as much as it does the male young bones. And there's a lot of discrepancy research that's being done at the Chester Douglas Institute, which is funded by the National Institute of Environmental Health Sciences. And these things are not really looked into as they should. you have a Democratic Congress right now. Well, I can remember the old days of going to one of the House representatives whose name starts with W. And I said, well, we should do something about this and put it in. He said, no, the thing is, lobbyists have that controlled and so forth, and he wouldn't touch it. Now he's rubbing his hands for every kind of investigative committee he can chair, and none of this process of how you control the contaminants in our food and water will be on any of the close to 100 committees that this one person will be chairman. And I find this just absolutely ludicrous and shameful. Dr. Basson's work is a lot of what's called conversion evidence of carcinogenic aspects of fluoride in young boys, and not really girls, as I said. But fluoride is a mitogen, and a mitogen increases cell division, no matter, even put it in animals and humans. So it's been shown to be mutagenic in changing chromosome structures. It accumulates in bone, it accumulates in liver, and then you add this to the chloramine that's in the water, which is chlorine and ammonia, you now have 7 different types of cancers for humans being totally ignored by all the acts that have been placed in federal statutes. And these risks have been listed, but that's it, in the Toxic Substance Control Act, the Federal Insecticide Fungicide Act, and congressional investigation should go in to expose the goodness of Dr. Basson's work, which can be substantiated with a lot of other work that has been placed in the research domain. Chloramine, of course, as a disinfectant, and what I wish to really expose the concept another way is not the sodium fluoride, it's a silica fluoride that with excess ammonia can increase the lead concentrations in the public water supply. And when I first came out in the year 2002, exposing the Washington, D.C., pipe deterioration and the abortion level there in Washington, D.C., that had already been written by several newspapers before I found it, when I discovered the harmful effects of the drinking water affecting organ transplants. And they have done nothing. And you add the fluoride with chloramine with the disinfectant byproducts and the secondary disinfectant byproduct called NDMA, nitrogenamine, which is connected to one of the fluoride molecules in the water supply, increase the lead concentration, and then add this to silica fluorides, which is a chemistry system of really what's harmful, on top of it, it's the real harm. You have yourself a huge health care and insurance and workplace related problem, and this goes global. You take today, there's a flash story about a possible bioterrorist attack from a source in India. No one knows if it's true or not, but in one of the parses of the story, which is not on American news, but it talks about the water bottles being taken away at the airport. We'll come back at the other end of the break. And for those of you that want to get your feet wet, this is it's 800-313-9443, and bring it on. And I love my listeners. Love them. Very bright people. I'll talk with you later.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Attention, if you're one of the millions of Americans who buy and trade stocks or invest in the real estate market, you'll want to hear this. Did you know that the Forex, foreign currency exchange market, trades over $2 trillion a day? That's more than the New York Stock Exchange and the NASDAQ combined. Now, imagine being able to trade in the Forex without any prior trade experience or spending endless hours predicting market movements. Well, now you can. Introducing Freedom Rocks. Freedom Rocks' structured trading approach takes the guesswork out of what and when to buy by providing you a planned set of guidelines, all at a fraction of the cost of other similar type programs. And instead of focusing on thousands of stocks, Freedom Rocks focuses on the top four currency pairs. Our software tells you what to buy, how much to buy, and when to buy. Go to MySimpleForex.com. That's MySimple, the number four, the letter X.com. And join the thousands who've discovered Freedom Rocks. Remember, MySimple, the number four, the letter X.com.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs 3 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartavite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Lethal dose of fluoride for a 150-pound man
would entail that man drinking 112 gallons of water. This has been used, and of course this particular quote has been used for years, and what happens with this quote is that it actually confuses what a toxic dose and a lethal dose is. In other words, a daily dose that can cause you harm over time, which I call bioaccumulation in chemistry, in biochemistry of the body, cannot be sloughed away really by a tablet or some kind of invention. What you have here is that the body chemistry is developing its own genetic changes and protein sensitivities in the body. And the National Research Institutes of America say, well, the chances of causing you harm over time is not very high. And a dose that can kill you is not possible over time. This totally ignores the field of toxicology, toxicogenetics, pharmacogenetics, medical biochemistry, surgical resection chemistry, what's called translational medicine. It ignores all those fields. The whole concept here of the politics of this, and there would never have been a release of a lot of the information before this past election, but now there's a lot of information that's on television and pharmaceutical companies and stories about, oh, our water's contaminated. Oh, our drugs have to be so-and-so, take this, and this will help you go to your doctor and get your liver cleaned up. The whole business of having your liver cleaned up, which is the phrase that was used just this morning, it was a tag that was placed on the imminent story of a possible bioterrorism attack on an airplane coming from India. And the next thing, and if you were working with foreign stations to really get the truth of the whole thing, when they take the bottle of waters away, you know, well, they don't hold anything back, you know, they're telling the truth with it. I was kind of surprised, you know, they were telling the truth with it. And they say, well, you know, and this affects the liver, you know. And of course, for all the American speaking folks that don't know foreign languages, they're not going to get it or not even hear about it. So the real outline for doing politics, you want to talk about politics of the next 2 years. What I'm going to say are 4 points that the public should be doing some heavy duty politicking, as I know I'm doing, and I can guide you to this, to a small army of people to do it, is to examine the biases of the CDC, who say, well, no problem. Number two, to force the FDA to regulate fluoride like any other medication. And that's been going on for 30 years. There are some people that have been in the EPA that have done their own petitions and tried to get fluoride out of the water and change the research for fluoride and the whole thing. And they're blown off, or they lose their job, or they, you know, don't get grants. And so we'll come back on this one, and we'll get the building blocks of survival here on this subject. And at the other end of the break, reality comes at you very fast in the next few minutes.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Sunday, November 12th, after the big election. We have a caller in Texas. Mark? Is Mark there?
Yes. Hi.
Hello,
Doctor.
Mark. Hello, Mark. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing real good, thank you, sir. How about yourself?
Just superior, actually. As long as I surround my round table, I'm going to call it the Knights of the Round Table, but it's going to be the Knights of Sponsors.
About this fluoride business, I heard a long time ago from a homeopath who secretly came to California to a lady's house to treat some of the patients who weren't getting much help from, you know, regular medical treatment. And he said that it was fairly widely recognized that calcium or sodium fluoride and other forms of fluoride in the water, short of killing you or on the way to killing you, whether through cancer or something else, would so derange the system as to engender homosexuality. Had you ever heard that?
Let me answer that indirectly. there's something that I need to focus on something like that. I have not heard of homosexuality being caused by sodium fluoride. I know about protein misfoldings. These are biochemical reaction pathways, which is exactly what they're called. I know about gene changes. There are 7 genes that in the human body that are changed as a result of disinfection byproducts. 3 genes that are already known are changed by fluoride, which causes the change in the development of the lower intestine and death. I know about 2 genes that can change the brain chemistry of humans. There are over 70 genes in animal studies that have been shown to change the whole body's concept of cancer receptors. But I have not come across, Mark, anything that would affect the XY chromosome, okay, which is determined by sex, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
And so you have XY chromosome for males and then 2 X's for females. They're smaller chromosomes. They're located in a different loci, separate chromosomes. Normally, sex change is hormonal-based and plus somatic cell changes, of which has these latent genes in them. This has been shown in dinosaur eggs. Dinosaurs had to be double-sexed because it was the only way they could survive. There were only so many big things they could eat, you know what I mean? So they had to figure out another way to do it. Now, this person doing this type of thing, have I talked with you before, Mark?
No, sir.
This is our first time together?
Yes.
Good. I'm glad you called. Didn't mean to overload you there, but that's truth.
Okay.
There's another thing, though. Don't go away. What prompted the person, in your opinion, would prompt that person to say that, though? The homeopathic to say that. Do you have any other information to indicate how...
Well, because in their JAR, or what the J-A-H-R, or their Materia Medica, they list moral symptoms as well as physical symptoms when they're treating a patient. And very oft times, if a patient was gay or homosexual and come to them, they would treat them with an attenuation 30C or higher of calcium fluoride. And they didn't get results in every case, but they had... seen some straightening out of that particular tendency in some of their patients.
Okay.
I mean, that's the only thing that I could surmise.
Yeah, well, this is an important question you're asking for another reason. Several shows ago, I went into the chemistry of the biology of hope, and because there's a biology of anxiety, there's a chemistry biology in the brain of anxiety and depression. Actually, the pharmaceutical business makes billions a month on just that one biology. A lot of the changes that occur, moral is here. We get into the question again of moral being active in the behavioral science on the outside environment, right? And then plus on inside, we have changes which facilitate that. What I will take your question, and I'm going to fly with it for one reason. This, you and I just talk this out and see if we come up with it, see if there's anything to it. Calcium fluoride is calcium itself is a nerve activator on the surface of the nerves. You know, you need it to have the nerves fire with their acetylcholinesterase, which is the enzyme that's absolutely necessary for that nerve to fire. Fluoride is an inhibitor of that substance. So to have calcium fluoride in a minimal dosage, in a homeopathy dose, means that it had to affect a gland somewhere. And if you're affecting a gland somewhere, I don't know which gland it would affect under this thesis, but the whole thing is that there are chemistries, however, that I could pinpoint that would be some kind of relational cause and effect. What happens if the gland or the nerves are toxic? Now, are we toxic from chemistries? And that's real. In other words, we're walking around with toxins that are accumulated in our body, and the medical profession and the rest of people are telling us A little bit of toxins are not going to hurt you. Taking a lot of low doses of toxins are not going to hurt you. How is it that you can put calcium fluoride, which is rat poison, in the body and have it change the moral definition of behavior in the external environment when you have a toxic nerve? That's real. That's real. This is uncensored radio and the real thing, you know. That's how I got to this spot, because everybody knew I'd tell the truth. Now, how do you deal with that?
Okay, now, the second part I'm wondering is, I think like you do, it's almost an article of faith. It's like a universal law that no local politician would ever, ever think of questioning the addition of fluoride into our water. And I've heard from several pretty credible sources that it's a way for the aluminum and fertilizer industries to save money by dumping that untreated poison into the water. They don't have to dispose of it responsibly. And since we have a slight change of government, at least cosmetically, I wonder if Henry Waxman could look into that and see if there are Bush family holdings in those two industries, and if they're profiting directly or indirectly from the dumping of fluoride into our water system.
Well, did you hear me at the beginning of the show?
No, I didn't.
What was happening was that I mentioned about the change of the House and the House of Representatives, whose name started with W. That's who I was referring to. First of all, you're totally right. Not only is the fluoride dumped in the water as a result of aluminum, but also, let's get it real straight. You're absolutely right, Mark. It has to do with the uranium industry.
Oh.
And because fluoride is used in the fluoride carboxylate that's necessary for uranium production. And fluoride's been protected since the Second World War, if you look at the history. And this has been defended at 17. I quoted the figure that is only a week old. It's up to date. Because of my connections with the Beltway, I know who spends on what. It's $17 billion this year, to defend the industries that put fluoride in our food supply, water supply, medical supply. And I was going to get to it on the next hour, how China's treaty includes the use of fluoride in the products that will be coming our way. And I'm going to name the companies that have generic pharmaceuticals with the American companies that will be feeding our pharmaceutical supply for medicines for us to take. And that's
good,
real.
In good fact, for you, doctor.
Huh?
Good for you. Good for you, doctor.
And the thing is, and the whole thing is, and by the way, I exposed this on September 22nd. It is a show. Parker Pathway, September 22nd, Globalization of Technology by China and the Reusable Water Chemistry for Human Medicine. Guess what's in reusable water, Mark? It has to do with four elements that break down of the radioactive fluoride that comes from the uranium industry: aluminum, steel, the new called selenium warheads, all of these things that are protected in the government. And one of the things I was going to go into was for the public to be involved in when I want to lead this little army to insist on, the way I wrote it out was to insist on scientific integrity of the EPA in both the determination of the new dosage levels, they're called MCLGs, and exposing the outrageous manipulation of science and pesticide division on behalf of Dow AgroSciences that use sulfur fluoride as a fumigant on food.
Wow.
You got that?
Yeah.
That's real. See, now, guess what? Guess what, Mark? You got one of the things I was going in the next hour, and you're moving us a little forward here, and that's correctly right. You know, the FDA approved the new spraying virus on meat and delicatessen products.
Just heard that recently, yes.
Guess what's in it? I know what the biotech element is. The biotech organism that's in it is totally legitimate. It was a good invention. It worked out, and the whole thing. You know why they have to spray that on there? because they haven't done their homework at the other end to make sure that the food supply is not contaminated at the beginning. Well, sulfur fluoride is the carrier.
Oh boy!
So, and that's reality. I mean, that's what. So most people are into convenience, prepackaged foods, partially cooked foods, packaged foods. This Christmas, it's estimated by the retailer markets about 42% of everything sold either on the internet or on home channels or in stores are going to be convenience foods. And guess what they contain? They contain, it's estimated, at least 100 chemicals that are directly made from water. And when I came out in the year 2002 and went to Waxler, no way. I contacted him and the rest of it, said, this is what's contaminated. And he says, well, lobby business is there. That's not, you know, that's not a big thing. That's a very, the dentist tells us it's good. Blah, blah, blah. So the whole process here that we're in a bigger snake crushing our chest than we think. When you have a safety MSDS data sheet, you know what those are. Those are material standard data sheets for industry, you know, for safety. And chloramine started out with skull and crossbones on it.
Ah, yes.
Remember, I came out with that. I'm the guy that exposed that in the year 2002. And that had been skull and crossbones, Mark. Get this. I didn't know this until the year 2002. 14 years.
Wow.
Now, chloramine now has an X on it because they don't want to scare anybody at the other end, you know. Where do you think they put this stuff? It's in the antifumigants. It's in the water. We're drinking it. And it's on, and don't think you're escaping it by having this rose-covered idea that bottled water is a nice idea. It is for the moment if you want to, you know, it's they're trying to con the public and the idea, well, it's for the taste. You know, it's for the taste. But no, that's not it. No. There's a whole process here of what's called fluoridosis from fluoride. It can lead to decay in the teeth and the bone. It's been absolutely linked to Alzheimer's, which the National Institute of Health doesn't want anybody to know. And those are real studies, peer review, respectable researchers, but they can't say anything. I can, because I'm a scientist licensed and completely able to do it, and I was one of the grant reviewers for some of this stuff. And I got sick of it. I saw us as being terrorized internally. Do you understand what that means?
Yes.
Yeah. So it causes kidney damage. Fluoride causes kidney damage. Certain types of cancer, most of it fatal, the fatal one, the fatal cells, and genetic damage, neurological impairment, and bone pathology. So how can you go to sleep at night if you're a congressman and know that? That's my question. So the whole thing coming down to the, it is entirely possible, you can't fool Mother Nature. It is entirely possible to have what are called somatic or body changes that can change your behavior. I'm not saying that homosexuality is the end of it, you know, is an end result of cause and effect relationship, because I don't know that answer. But I do know the answers to the terms of what we know now from the state of the art, and there is no way that you can have disinfectant byproducts, secondary carcinogenic products from those disinfectant byproducts are real. We're eating food, drinking things, and we add fluoride and perchlorate. We're from the rocket fuel business, and the rocket fuel perchlorate causes follicular thyroid cancer, and the medical field and the EPA and the rest of us says, well, that doesn't bother you. You can eliminate that in 8 days. They go in front of the public and say, 8 days, you can eliminate perchlorate? How are you going to justify follicular thyroid cancer then? Okay?
This all sounds so Stalinistic. It's just like a nightmare of
I can't help it.
told you. No. I'm glad you're bringing this stuff out. I'm saying it just sounds so evil and deliberate.
Well, I'm going to put it this way. My show, Parker Pathways, is on Sunday here. I'm on the you're 12 to 2 Central. 12 to 2 Central. People are at football games. I'm incurring, or they're out doing tailgating, or they're doing the rest. Of course, if they have a podcast, they can get themselves another version of this. Look upon Parker Pathways as your new church.
Okay.
And you will find you getting solutions. I'm not joking.
Okay, I know you're not, Doc. One last thing, and I'll let you go. Do you think that Henry Waxman in this regard is a broken reed?
I don't know about that, man. Gets a lot of money.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jog 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartavite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
This is Parker Pathways, Dr. Wynn Parker, Sunday. And those folks that are on the iPods, keep listening. The next hour as well is going to be another expose that affects the Wall Street. Do we have Ed in Georgia still there? I hope so.
Yes, you do, Doctor.
Hi, Ed. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Good.
I wanted to ask, there's two questions. The first question is, I know they put fluoride in the water where I'm at. Now, the effects of fluoride, would that cause you to all of a sudden, when you have to go to the bathroom, you have to go right away? In other words, like a weak urinary tract.
You're talking about bladder.
Yeah, bladder.
Bladder infections and the rest of it that goes with it, you know.
Yeah.
Well, bladder, I don't want to get into too much of the medical aspects of this, but
no.
But I want to tell you this much. I'm going to give you an overview of something that's another take on this. Bladder infections, of course, cause from bacteria. You can have all kinds of irritants that are toxic that are in the food and water, plus in the other parts of your body. In other words, you've got an immune response situation of white cells in the body. One is called T cells, and the C cells, and they're made by different tissues. Thymus gland particularly is supposed to be immune response on T cells, and they're called lymphocytes and neutrophils, and they go through the whole process of trying to protect you. These disinfectant byproducts, fluoride, perchlorate, NDMA, and the rest of it destroy the white cell.
All right, is there anything you can
and
take
so,
for it?
No. This is not a rose-covered answer, and this is real stuff. And I think, this is why I keep talking about these side views of how to try to get around this until we can get the state-of-the-art of engineering figured out how to clean this out. You add fluoride to a concept of the chloramine to take other products out of the pipes, like lead. See, the whole process here is that the Congress said, well, you can have copper pipes and still have 8% lead in it. Okay? People and the government is screaming out. They said, we don't have lead in our pipes in this country and so forth. Well, most of the pipes haven't been fixed in 60 to 80 years. In some places, even the new stuff on the PVV have got this other components in there. Your bladder is a receptacle for those toxins. Now, the bladder itself does not produce other kinds of enzymes. What happens here is that the enzymes change the bladder. Are we okay on this, Ed?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, what you should do, I'm not saying I'm not giving you medical advice here.
No, I know.
But what you should do is to look at the herbs that are listed for bladder. This is pretty simplistic stuff in terms of, but very dynamite. I know it sounds like a wives' tale answer, like cranberry juice, like the milk thistles used for the liver. But believe it or not, milk thistles got some very good effects on the lower infection of the bladder. Because the bladder is a V-shaped organ. It's like a funnel. So you get down in the urethra, and that's when men have more bladder cancer from the chloramine, which is in the water. You add the fluoride to the chloramine. You now have beyond irritation. It's kind of hard to explain what I mean by beyond irritation, but I know exactly what I mean. You have cell changes that are real-world changing in there.
Yeah, okay. That I understand.
See? And any of those prostate herbs are very good, because sometimes the prostate is more of the problem than the bladder.
Well, I hear the music, so I know you're going to a break. But after the break, can you explain what this new deal that the FDA is doing, mixing batches of viruses to put in all the meats and poultry? And
oh, yeah. That was my next hour, one of my subjects, yeah. Yeah. Hope you call back in.
Can we talk?
Can we talk?
Can we talk about gun control?
Gun control?
Seems like it should work, doesn't it?
It should work.
You'd think so. Yeah.
Pass the right laws.
Pass the right laws.
And you can disarm the criminals.
You disarm them.
That's the idea.
But the problem is...
The problem?
Criminals don't obey the law.
They don't obey the law.
That's true.
After all, they're criminals.
They're criminals.
Criminals. They'll always find a way to get guns.
No matter how many laws you pass.
Which means
they still have guns.
They still have guns. While the rest of us...
The rest of us are just left defenseless.
Americans who own guns, people like you and me, prevent over 1 million violent crimes every year. Get the facts on gun control. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.